Colorado's unemployment rate was 2.5% in December. It's the lowest rate since records began in 1976. And with more people employed, the workforce is becoming more diverse. But not all organizations are prepared for this change. As KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, a nonprofit is providing the tools to help them attract and retain diverse employees.
Kitchen? Office?
Scott Alexander is giving me a tour of Corner Bakery Cafe. He's the district manager for two downtown Denver locations. Alexander also introduces me to some of his staff.
Zoraida, Maricela, Chris, and Mariana.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Obviously diverse backgrounds, and we celebrate all of them.
According to 2018 state data, almost 13% of employees were people of color or did not identify as only white. The restaurant industry is one of the most diverse in the state. In fact, Alexander says about 70% of his employees are minorities.
Your business is best served by getting involved in the lives of your employees to the extent that you try to benefit them. In turn, they will try to benefit you.
He says it's important for his employees to feel comfortable on the job. That's why Alexander, his boss, and three other managers recently took a morning off work. They attended a performance at a nearby event space. Five actors are on stage calling out phrases.
He throws like a girl.
We ball in the car like a bunch of Mexicans.
They are part of Breaking Ice, a performance collage from Minneapolis-based Pillsbury House and Theater. The dialogue comes from their own experiences with microaggressions and implicit biases at work.
This place is a loony bin!
He's a low man on the totem pole.
She's fresh off the boat.
The goal is to create conversations around the issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Many organizations have challenges around diversity and inclusion.
That's Michelle Campbell. She's the executive director of Colorado Reach, which stands for Respecting Ethnic and Cultural Heritage.
They say, I can't find them. I don't know how to recruit them. I don't know how to retain them. We provide those skills to do that in the classroom and in corporations.
Reach works with companies and educational institutions to help them and their employees reach their goals. One of the initiatives is community outreach programs like Breaking Ice and the post-performance debrief led by Reach-trained facilitators. After the performance ends, the actors hop off stage. They join about 50 business people, entrepreneurs, and educators who are sitting around tables discussing what they saw.
My name is Dr. Ryan Ross. I am a Denver native, grew up in Five Points.
Ross is the Associate Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Equity, and Inclusion at the Colorado Community College System. He's here to learn how art can facilitate conversations around equity.
Ignorance creates some really tough circumstances and challenges that diversity can solve.
Because, Russ says, their students come from all different backgrounds.
It's so important that we know who they are so we can meet them where they are in order to support them and help them to get to where they want to go.
Diversity in the workplace extends beyond race. It includes other characteristics like ethnicity, gender, religion, age, and sexual orientation.
When I started, you know, whether it's sexual or gender identities, it was LGB. I mean, that's really what you talked about.
Timothy Meeks was a senior executive with the U.S. Department of Energy when he began working with Campbell more than 5 years ago.
And then we've evolved to LGBTQ.
Back then, Meeks was part of Reach's Diversity and Inclusion Task Force. At one of the meetings, a transgender female auto mechanic shared her story. Meeks says she was able to succeed in the male-dominated industry because her manager recognized and supported her transition.
It reaffirmed that inclusivity comes from leadership and the belief in it.
Meeks now works as an engineering and environmental industry navigator at Metropolitan State University, a Hispanic-serving institution. He says through his relationship with Reach, he was connected to the Colorado General Contractors Association.
So hopefully because of that connection, now our students can have a pipeline to jobs in that industry that they may not have right now.
Back at Breaking Ice, the debrief is wrapping up. But for Michelle Campbell, it doesn't stop here. She plans to bring the event to other businesses and schools because, Campbell says, change can occur.
It's not just talking about or seeing it, but it's knowing what to do with the information once it's done.
Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.